welcome to the Geeks Attic Podcast. I'm your host, Matthew. And yeah, these have been pretty inconsistent, haven't they? Guess that's just part of the scheduling that I've got. Always busy doing something. And always the podcast is last resort, last thought, you know, and I'm just driving down the road, bored out of my mind. I think, oh, you know what I should do with this time in the car? Record something. I've had that thought several times, but I've never executed it as I drive to my destination. It is December now, 2021. There's wave 3 of the High Republic coming in January, which is going to be exciting for those who read the High Republic, new canon stuff. We just had Thrawn Ascendancy trilogy wrap up with Thrawn Lesser Evil. I've got a review for that one over on the channel. But I've also been devoting my time to the Tusken Reader. Not the Tusken Reader, but Tusken Reader podcast, where I've been talking nothing but Star Wars books. I don't talk about movies. I don't talk about other nonsense. Just books. And I've been reviewing stuff over there. Some of the stuff has been repeated, like from as you'd find on the Geeks Attic website. I've reworded it, kind of put out a couple new thoughts in those reviews. So I know there's some people asking, what's the difference between Tusken Reader and the Geeks Attic? It's like, well, Tusken Reader is strictly Star Wars. I talk about some stuff over there that I'm not mentioning over on the Geeks Attic. I'm going to be doing some new things over there. I'm excited. If you haven't checked it out, please do so. And of course, it's newer, so that it's going to continue to evolve and to change into something better and, you know, get a steady flow. Still working that voice out, you know. But it does have merchandise already available for sale. And I've been making sales on some of that stuff, which is very exciting. The Tusken Reader, very cool logo, in my opinion, because I, you know, made it. But I want to do something eventually that people are just going to love, you know, meaning the content. I want to pursue a lot of the expanded universe things over there strictly, maybe get away from the canon stuff on Tusken Reader, but I don't know yet. I think that wrapping it up with, you know, these trilogies like Thrawn Ascendancy, I did that whole trilogy over there. I don't like leaving things open like High Republic. I don't want to have Wave 1 and Wave 2 reviewed over there and not have Wave 3 of the first phase, because this is all Phase 1, Wave, you know, Wave 3 coming. But then it's like, do I just finish off the High Republic and then not talk about anything else over there that's canon related and just stick to the expanded universe? But what doesn't work with that? Because there's no news coming out with the expanded universe other than the republished books. So maybe here we are, guys, witnessing my thought process is, no, I will continue to do canon stuff over there, but also continue on with the expanded universe stuff there pretty heavily. I'm going to start talking about that stuff more on the Geeks Attic as well. You know, these expanded universe books being reprinted is very awesome. I know that they just released another volume of the short stories that were published in the Titan magazine or Star Wars Insider, or whatever the Star Wars magazine is. And it has a lot of those Legends short stories in it that were printed in those magazines. And I've heard that there's some new stuff in there as well, some of the new canon material. But, you know, they started publishing short stories again in those magazines, which is cool. I have not been following along with them. Don't subscribe to the magazine. Pretty heavy price tag on those magazines, in my opinion, for just, I think, 6 copies a year. What is it, $50? I could be off on that. I could be way off, but anyway, it's nice talking Star Wars. It's nice talking other things, too, which is what the Geeks Attic is going to be about. That's for anything, you know? Doing crazy stuff over there. Sometimes. When I have the time. I know it's kind of getting bored of some of my own content, like the novelization book hauls. I mean, it's been easy material to put out there. I've got a stack of books. I want to show you what they are, and here they are. And I'm going to kind of get away from that in 2022. At least that's the plan. I'm going to write out some goals for all of the content that I have, you know, the Geeks Attic, Tusken Reader. I've got social media platforms and all that kind of nonsense. I got to figure out a way to streamline certain things and to make things very consistent and being very entertaining while doing that stuff. And you guys have been really awesome about leaving comments and liking the videos, disliking, which there's hardly any. There's a couple. Not very many at all, but yeah, I'm glad to see they've got a good fan base there. I don't even know if I'd call it a fan base, but a friendship with some of you guys. You guys have been awesome, keeping me in contact with news that drops and just being friendly all around. A lot of you that leave comments have not made an appearance on a live stream yet, like face-to-face, which would be awesome. It'd be great to see you guys. I mean, some of the names that pop up all the time, I'd love to have a chat with you on a live stream. It'd be fun, like face-to-face, not just see you guys in the comments going at it, but, you know, join the conversation, be a part of the video. Maybe we'll do some more of that stuff in 2022. I know I've been pretty relaxed on the live streams this year in 2021, but, you know, as a result of going back to work at the office, that's just what happens because, you know, 2020, I was at home. It was so easy to pop on a live stream, you know, stay up later, roll out of bed the last second the next day and get to work. And now I've got to get up extra early and make a drive, and get home, do the life thing. So the live stream has been kind of slowing down quite a bit. They slowed down? They stopped. Just whatever. I'm going to keep going. This is all one take, so that's just kind of my thoughts being poured out all at random. Trying not to pause too much. It's Christmas, though, coming up. We've got lights showing up everywhere. That's a lot of fun. I love this time of year. It's my favorite. It's been pretty hot, though. I mean, I haven't really had a cold fall. It's like December, and it's 76 degrees out right now, and I'm in Oklahoma. It's just Oklahoma weather's weird. And what is it, like back in 2007? When was that that huge earthquake that hit? It was earlier than 2007, was it? In Japan, when the nuclear reactor started melting. Didn't they say, like, the Earth's axis tilted a degree? Which, you know, kind of, to me, makes sense because, what in the world? There's a purple horse right there. No, never mind. It's a blanket. It looks very much like a purple horse, though. Weird. It's very tight. So I'm driving, okay? You know, there's horses on the side of the road here. It's behind a fence, so it's all good. But, yeah, the weather pattern seems like it's shifted, too. All the tornado activity that Oklahoma used to get here in the central part of the state seems to have shifted up north, which, you know, I can't complain about that because who wants tornadoes? But anyway, favorite time of year, December, but I don't like this weather, how it's been changing. But cooler summer, though, that's for sure. Wasn't as hot this year as it has in the past. So that was nice. You got to get out and do things and not complain about it the whole time. And, oh, man, it's too hot. Wham, poor me. You know, I've been reading Darth Plagueis, shifting back to books again. And I'm having a good time with that. I'm working very slow at it. I'm going to try to get it knocked out before the month end. At least before ARC copies of Wave 3 of the High Republic come to my doorstep. Because, you know, honestly, I am excited about High Republic stuff. At least the adult novels. The YA stuff, I could do without because they've not impressed me at all. And the junior reader stuff is okay, but, you know, in the long run, why am I wasting my time reading those when I would rather be reading something else? But it's for you guys, the ones that like the canon or dislike it, whatever. I do it. I enjoy it overall, though. You know, I enjoy it. I think my problem is I get grumpy sometimes because that's all I read is Star Wars stuff and I want to read something else. Yes, of course, I've got novelizations that I read. I'm part of the Paper Movies Novelization Book Club where we review books, novelizations, and talk about them over on the Paper Movies YouTube channel and podcast. It's a lot of fun, but still, sometimes I don't have interest really in reading superhero books, but one of the other hosts picks that, then, you know, we do it. We trade off picking what we want to read. Is it our chance to read something fun and different that's not Star Wars? But I'm really looking forward to reading fantasy. I've got this book. You know, I started the Lacanus trilogy. I didn't read, not read. I didn't review the first book. But, you know, I'm not going to review any of these books, this fantasy series. They're massive. Book two is called An Echo of Things to Come. It's, I think I said it, the Lacanus trilogy. They're great. An Echo of Things to Come, made it like 23% into the book before I stopped when all this Star Wars madness hit, and I just have not been able to open it back up. It's been crazy. So hopefully I'll be able to get to that very soon. Hopefully before Wave 3 comes out, but I'm not holding my breath. I'm probably not going to meet that deadline, but I'm going to try. But we'll see, you know. We did the Mask novelization for the month of November. In December this month, we are doing The Reanimator, which is going to be a fun novelization to talk about. I actually finished the book very early, and you guys can pick up a copy of that over on Amazon digitally, or you can have it printed, or even the audiobook. So I recommend you doing that and then tuning in to the Paper Movies Novelization Book Club channel to check that out. But guys, I'm going to go ahead and get off of here. Call it a day. Remember to check out Tusken Reader Podcast. I think you might enjoy that one if you like Star Wars. And some of those reviews that you see on the Geeks Attic are over there again, but they are slightly altered with some changes. Some more details or some other little facts dropped in there. So check it out. And I will talk to you guys, or talk at you guys, later on. Have a good one.